Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Timothy Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R. As per the records provided, Timothy Tucker was seen by Dr. Galper, G-A-L-P-E-R, at City MD Urgent Care on 5-5-21, complaining of left ankle pain. Brady stated on 5-3-21 he tripped on an obstacle, which was an uneven surface, and felt a pop in his ankle. Period. He had been icing it and took Tylenol for pain. Period. History was notable for spina bifida, comma, back surgery, comma, facial reconstruction, comma, hand surgery, comma, and foot surgery. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the left ankle and foot. Period. The former showed no acute osseous abnormality. Period. The foot x-ray showed an age indeterminate fifth proximal phalanx fracture. Period. Correlation with point tenderness for acuity was suggested. Period. Dr. Galper diagnosed him with an ankle sprain and placed him on activity modifications. Period. She also referred him to podiatry. Period. New paragraph on 6-1-21. The claimant was seen by Dr. Angel, A-N-G-E-L. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury and brief course of treatment to date. Period. He repeated x-rays of the left ankle that demonstrated evidence of a subchondral lesion in the dome of the talus consistent with osteochondritis dissecans, semicolon, possible medial and lateral. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of left ankle sprain, comma, baseline deformity consistent with a childhood tethered, T-E-T-H-E-R-E-D, cord, C-O-R-D. Period. He advised an ankle splint for immobilization and was placed on over-the-counter NSAIDs. Period. He was referred for an MRI of the left ankle as well as a neurologic consultation. Period. Left ankle MRI was done on 6-10-21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up and they discussed treatment options. Period. He was seen by a colleague on 8-9-21 named Dr. Shen, S-H-E-N. But his diagnosis was left ankle peroneal tendonitis with partial tear. Period. He recommended surgery to repair versus possible tendon transfer to treat the tendon issue. But he also discussed that the patient had a hind foot deformity as the cause of the peroneal tendon issue, which may require further surgery to address. Period. He followed up with Dr. Shen, but he remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 2-18-22. Dr. Shen performed left ankle peroneal tendon repair. Period. He followed up post-operatively through 8-15-22, 6 month status post that surgery. Period. Exam revealed mild tenderness to the mid portion of the incision. Period. Had normal range of motion and strength and sensation. Period. All special testing of the ankle were normal. Beretta's gait pattern was normal with no limp. Period upon inspection, there was no deformity, atrophy, ecchymosis, swelling, or scars of the ankle. Period. He was allowed to go back to work as tolerated. Period. He still should be careful with his shoe wear and watching foot terrains when he is walking or running outside. Period. He was referred for physical therapy and was to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 5/3/21, Timothy Tucker struck his foot on uneven terrain and twisted his ankle. Period. 2 days later, he went to urgent care where x-rays showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He then quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Angel. This was followed shortly thereafter by MRI of the left ankle on 6/10/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. His care was then contributed to by Dr. Shen. Period. After further conservative treatment, surgery was undertaken on 2/18/22 to repair torn peroneal tendon. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 8/15/22. My clinical exam was essentially normal. Period. New paragraph using the sixth edition. I will perform an impairment rating for the diagnosis of peroneal tendon tear. Treated surgically with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. Notably, on the 2 week post-op visit of 3/2/22, he was placed in a tall Cam Walker boot and he was to be non-weight bearing for the next 3 to 4 weeks. But at the visit of 3/30/22, he was referred for physical therapy. That would explain the mention of physical therapy at the last visit. Period. And that will be the end.